I'm most productive when I'm completely alone. Nobody's around. Total solitude. And to me, I feel if there's even one person anywhere else in the room, I feel it drains my energy a bit, right? I think that's kind of the introvert way. It's interesting living this nomadic entrepreneur life, meeting some people that need to be at a busy cafe with even if their headphones on and doing this, but in a busy environment to get something done. I'm kind of jealous of those people because it's easier to find a busy cafe than it is to find solitude, you know. So I'm always on the search for solitude. I think it's a great place to go and think and punch out from life. I think it's great for 18-year-olds that don't know what they want to do and they can just go be in a intellectual environment for a few years, but I don't think it's necessary for almost anything. There are four categories that we could look at. Most people think about going from being an employee to being self-employed, and they think, that would be such freedom if I could just make the step from being employee to self-employed. But there are two more important steps to remember that come after self-employed. Is number three, you're a business owner. And then number four is you're an investor. And so here's the difference between them. So employee, we know what that is. Self-employed means that you're the one doing the work. So if you ever break your leg or get really sick and you don't work for 3 months, you're broke because your income is dependent on you working. So to me, that's not real freedom yet. Real freedom comes from the third category of being a business owner. You know you're a real business owner when you could leave your business for a year and you come back and it's doing better than when you left. So that means setting up systems and being the owner and maybe the designer of the system that works without you. And then number four is just being an investor. And that's where you just invest in other businesses and you're quite standoffish. But I think more people should really, really consider not just going from employee to self-employed, but going from employee to being a business owner. To even from the very beginning, try to set up these, put systems in place that you already know from the start will not require you personally to be doing everything. It's really hard, but it's so much more rewarding because then it's infinitely scalable and all that stuff. Once you design a great system, boom, you know, there's no limit at all. Your time is not the bottleneck anymore. I think there's the emotional response that's usually, you know, what we call the knee-jerk response. I don't know if that's just American slang, but you kind of have your initial impulse, which is usually kind of emotional and reactive to it. But if you stop and think about the books you've read, the advice you've heard, you can usually kind of tap into a deeper, wiser part of you that's a little more disconnected after you've finished your initial reaction. And then usually what you need to do, I think, is pretty clear. I think most people at any point in their career or their life, know what they need to do. It's just the gap between knowing and doing that's the problem. For me, the biggest achievement was as my company was growing, everybody wants you to do other things. They say, hey, you're doing something successful. Why don't you do this and this and you should start that and you need a new division here and you should partner with these companies and do that. To me, I think my biggest success was staying focused to say no to everything and stay focused on the one thing that I started out doing and just say no to everything else and stay focused on that. That ended up becoming my biggest success, where I saw lots of other startup companies get too distracted too fast, trying to get their fingers into too many pies, and it ended up bringing them down.